Harper Audio presents Eat, Pray, Love by Carolyn Sparks. Performed by Gia St. Clair. Chapter 1. Caitlin had been warned never to come near this place. Gutsy or foolish, she didn't know which category she fell into. But it was too late to worry about that now. She had arrived. Her rental car's headlights illuminated a smooth, black-topped driveway. Tall trees arched over the road, their skeletal branches grasping like gnarled fingers at the starlit sky. She suppressed a shudder and focused instead on the patches of bright yellow daffodils scattered over the grounds. Looking for the positive, she would call it. Foolhardy, some might say. But when facing the unknown, she learned in her 26 years that keeping a good attitude was critical. The fact that the grounds appeared well-maintained was a good sign, and the security guard at the entrance had seemed friendly, checking her ID and welcoming her with a smile. Think of this as an adventure. You love adventure. Even so, her grip tightened on the steering wheel as she watched the heavy, wrought iron gate swing shut in her rearview mirror. The metallic clang echoed around the barren trees and vibrated through her bones. She was locked in. Dad had to be wrong. This place couldn't be dangerous. She'd looked it up on the internet before coming. Romatech Industries manufactured synthetic blood, then shipped it to hospitals and clinics around the world. The CEO and inventor, Roman Dragonesti, was credited with saving thousands of lives every year. Who could object to that? She proceeded down the long driveway that snaked through the extensive grounds. Maybe Dad was referring to the bombing she'd read about. That had happened 3 years ago, though, and nothing dangerous had occurred since then. She was perfectly safe, she assured herself, as a dimly lit, sprawling building came into view. Neatly clipped hedges lined the wings that spread from the building's center. Overhead lamps shone down on the dozen or so cars in the parking lot, while insects buzzed in each lamp's halo of light. She parked her rented Camry and glanced warily at the entrance. Dad was being overly dramatic, that was all. But why would he want to keep her away from her sister? Was he concerned that a reunion would cause her emotional distress? Caitlin had to admit she didn't know what to expect from a sister she hadn't heard from in 6 years. She'd been shocked when 2 days ago she'd received a card from her older sister. Shanna had acquired a new last name, Dragonesti. Was she married to the CEO of Romatech? When had that happened? Shanna had included a photo of her son and daughter, and she'd invited Caitlin to a birthday party for Constantine, who was turning 4 in late March. Caitlin had stared, dumbstruck, at the photo for 5 minutes. She hadn't known she had a nephew and niece. Mom and Dad had never mentioned it. How could they fail to brag about their grandchildren? The invitation had arrived at the extended stay hotel where Caitlin had found a room after returning to the States a week earlier. How had Shanna known where she was? The last communication she'd had from Shanna was a birthday card in July 2004. Shortly after that, Shanna disappeared without a trace. Almost a year later, Dad had announced that he'd located her. She'd been given a new identity through the Witness Protection Program. Dad had been vague on the details, only saying that she was lost to them forever. They must all stay away from a place called Romatech Industries. Shanna had changed. She could no longer be trusted. She was to be avoided at all cost. She's still my sister. Caitlin had to know the truth. She climbed out of the car with her handbag and gift for Constantine. Dad would go ballistic if he knew she was here. He was already pissed by her recent fiasco. The fact that she'd made a mistake for good reasons didn't matter. She was still screwed. Her career, ruined. Blacklisted from the State Department. No job, no home, and a quickly dwindling amount in her savings account. Coming here to see Shanna could be another mistake, but damn it, she wanted her sister back, and she'd never been one to shy away from a challenging situation. She slammed the car door to accentuate her rebellious determination, then marched toward the entrance.